Michelle Curtis, Associate Director of Financial Aid at the UW-Madison, says federal financial aid would be affected if the impasse continues. She says roughly $60 million in financial aid checks for the fall semester will be sent to students from the university's bank accounts in August. UW officials will then request reimbursement from the U.S. Education Department, as they always do. But Curtis says should the federal government reach its $14.3 trillion borrowing limit, the Obama administration would have to cut spending by 40% and prioritize its payments, which leaves financial aid payouts in doubt.
If they're not paying Social Security, are they really going to allow financial aid to go out the door? So we would take our direction from what the department is saying they will or won't pay for, and then I assume that the UW administration is going to take a look at that and determine whether or not we can afford to front the money if it's unclear when we would be reimbursed.
Curtis says the UW-Madison will alert students as soon as possible if there's a problem. Meanwhile, the senior special assistant to the chancellor's office says federal research grants would also be affected, but she says they've received no guidance from anyone yet on what to do if that happens. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.